You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. Mark Mays out of Oklahoma. You there, Mark?
Yes, I'm here, Ralph.
Well, have the Chinese moved into the White House yet, officially, or not?
Well, I think they pretty much had a foot in the door until Trump got there. So...
Well, we had them all up here in Alaska, and the communist China made our, quote, Comrade Biden's people look like a bunch of first graders. Just unbelievable.
They chastised them
unbelievably, run us down, and called us names, and basically said, you know, you're picking the stupidest people, and we in communist China, we pick the smart ones and promote them, and you guys are dumber than rocks over there, and you're a bunch of racists.
Well, I, you know, when you stumble three times up the ramp, the stairs getting into Air Force One and blame it on the wind, you know, you're looking pretty weak.
No, I like the mime that they put out. Have you seen that one where Trump was hitting the golf ball?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, he's hitting the golf ball on the golf course, and then the next picture you see is that the golf ball is hitting Biden in the back of the head, knocks him down.
Oh, that's funny.
That's as believable as the wind.
Yeah. That's a heck of a drive from Florida to D.C.
Absolutely. If he's in D.C., I don't know. Who knows where, nobody knows where Biden's actually at with all the nonsense that's going on. We just don't know.
Well,
it's all dang lot.
Putin challenged him to a debate.
Oh, yeah, because he knows he can chew him up and spit him out because, hell, Biden, President Harris, he keeps saying President Harris. He don't
even know.
I'm kind of
curious. Do you think Do you think the odds makers have got any odds rolling to see, you know, when Harris will become the next president?
Well, I saw on one of those, they said it'll be about 5-6 months in. And they'll he'll have an accident, or they'll poison him or something. It'll be something, you know, he'll just go away. And everybody say, oh, well, he was just such a great man. Oh, golly gee whiz, boo-hoo. And now we got an idiot. Comrade Harris is crazy. She is literally, she got there by laying on her back, shacking up with Brown in California. That's a fact. Then he even got wise to her. And she couldn't even get in the primary, and now she's going to be president of the United States. Now, you just can't make this stuff up.
Well, that's pretty wild, but I also kind of wonder about the Trump Jr.'s girlfriend. Used to be married to Governor Newsom in California.
I know.
Now, I don't know how that plays out, but that's bizarre.
Well, maybe she had an epiphany.
Well...
I hope.
Or maybe she's pulling a Harris. She might be just pulling a Harris.
She might be. You just never know in today's world of in the political world. But looks like the old governor out there in California, his days are going to be numbered. And looks like old Cuomo in New York, maybe those people in New York are finally going to wise up. You know, he's murdering the old people. And he just loves to hang around with their women, and that's not a big thing, you know, if he makes all these little touchy-feely and all this stuff. There's no big deal. I'm the governor.
Right. By the way, I've been seeing ads on YouTube popping up from the Democratic National Committee with Elizabeth Warren, Miss Pocahontas, saying we don't need to be voting out Newsom during this critical time. And really? they're campaigning to keep Newsom in office because the recall election has legs, and they're talking about they're giving the excuse of saving money. It's going to cost them, I think, $14 million for them to do a recall petition, a special election. And so they're coming out. Cory Booker was another one that was advertising to basically not hold the elections and you know, not to waste this money. And they blamed it on Trump.
Of course.
This is more. Now we got this new boogeyman. It's called Trumpism. So if you do anything that they don't like, you're now it's all based on Trumpism.
Well, I watched Jeanine Pirro and a couple other ones have been down there at the border. And it's just unbelievable what's going on. They're allowing criminals in. They're allowing these drug cartels. They say they're absolutely in control. They've outgunned, outmanned our people. And our people are over there being social workers now instead of doing their job. And what's even crazier is they stopped building the fence, except the contracts. We have to pay the people to build the fence, but we aren't going to allow them to build the fence. Now, you figure
right,
that logic.
Right. Well, that's a contract.
They're doing everything they can to destroy America because it's all about hate Trump.
Yeah. Well, Texas had talked about stepping in and securing their own border. Governor Abbott, or I think maybe one of their legislators, had talked about just stepping in and protecting their own border.
They have that right.
And that's probably what it's going to take.
Yeah, just tell them go to hell. The feds go to hell. All of them.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and that's what I wanted to show today, because the thing is we can show out all these things that are beyond belief, that are beyond insanity. The only thing that they qualify under is everything is being done to destroy America. We have criminals getting out, like in California or wherever it is, that Gaston, whatever his name is. We're turning criminals loose. We don't need bonds. We don't want to prosecute them. We don't have accessible elements. If you murder one person or 10, doesn't make any difference. We don't have any add-ons. It's beyond insanity.
It really is. It just really is.
So the question becomes, with all of this insanity, what are they using against us? That's the first thing. If you're going to fight a war, They are using two things against Americans. Any guesses?
Ask that question again.
They're using two things against Americans under the cover of another one that's a con. There are two things that they use against us in America. Number one.
Well, regulations is one of them. Yeah.
Yes, regulations. And the other one is executive orders.
Okay.
Okay, so if they're using those two things, if you're going to fight a war, shouldn't we find out how to fight, what are regulations and what are the executive orders, and if they actually have any forced effect of law? We know they're not laws of the United States, but we have to be able to identify them, what we're up against. And instead of complaining about how we don't, where they're going to come after our guns, or the IRS is proceeding forward and all this, and we keep doing the code sections, which don't, you're never going to win, and people keep doing it over and over. The question becomes, how do I fight an agency? How do I go about
You're not in a court of law.
Well, that's
you can use all the code you want, but you're stepping into a court of equity, and they don't go well. They can, in some cases, you know, I've heard of judges getting up and walking out when somebody, a defendant, says my constitutional rights, and they're saying I can't hear that. You can't use your constitutional rights in this court.
That's one.
And you're like, what country am I in?
Well, that's the court, but if it's the agencies, the question is. What if you're going after somebody, with leaving the courts aside right now, how do I go after an agency? That's the question.
Well, how do I go after an agency?
How do I, regardless if it's after the gun stuff, if it's medical, whatever it is, IRS is what I really specialize in. And there are only two things that you use in the war against the agencies.
Well, I believe one of those is going to be the Federal Register.
That is the Federal Register Act of 1935. What's the other one? The Administrative Procedures Act of 1946.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so now then, you got an agency, but you have to prove this stuff. First of all, you have to prove what an agency is. How can I grab a hold of an agency? How do I grab a hold of it? Well, the first thing we need to find out is in the Federal Register Act. And let me go down to get the thing here. The thing is, the first thing we have to know is judicial notice. Judicial notice. How do I get judicial notice? How does that work? How do I get judicial notice of something that the agency is doing? Okay? That's a major question. Because if you don't have judicial notice, you're not going anywhere. And let me find out where that is here. It's in the Federal Register Act, but the question becomes, what can you use against an agency that all courts have to take judicial notice of? Okay? And what it says is, it talks about, the first thing is, it says, no document required under 5A of general applicability and legal effect to be published in the Federal Register shall be valid against any person who has not had actual knowledge thereof. So now what we're saying there, number one, if it has general applicability and legal effect, it has to be published in the Federal Register. So then the next question becomes, who's got to go to the Federal Register? It says And I this is a fact. The president, it says a federal agency means the president of the United States and their agencies and federal agencies. So agencies or federal agencies, if they have general applicability and general effect, they shall be published in the Federal Register. So if you are in an agency or the president of the United States, this is executive orders, if it's going to have general applicability or general effect, which means if it's going to touch any of us out here, even though it's under color of law, number one, it's got to be published in the Federal Register. You with me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and the second part is it says no document required that has general applicability and legal effect to be published in the Federal Register shall be valid as against any person who has not had actual knowledge thereof. And what that says is if you as an agency have not put it in the Federal Register, you're done. Because what we can compare the agencies to is Congress making statutes of the United States. They're supposed to make, quote, laws of the United States, which they don't do, but we call them statutes, whatever. But anyway, Congress can't come after us unless they have some bill that's been voted on by both sides and signed by the president or a veto overridden, right?
Right.
Okay. So an agency, if any agency is talking to you, when they use codes, it's a con. IRS sends you code stuff. They don't have any authority to use codes at all. None. The only thing that an agency, it says if it's an agency and if it's going to come after us, general applicability or legal effect, it shall be published in the Federal Register. And they are an agency or a federal agency. So the only thing they can use is regulations. You with me so far?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Then,
well, what my understanding is these agencies basically make up their own regulations based off what they think the law is.
No.
But it's not law. It's their interpretation.
No. The next question becomes, we have general and legal general applicability and legal effect. Here's where it gets confusing. Let's go to the next part, judicial notice. We have to have judicial notice. And it says on there, let me get to where it says here under the actual words for, let me find that here where it says judicial notice in the Federal Register. Okay, it says the judicial notice, it says filing a document. It says, shall be published, let's see here, where's judicial notice citation? Nope, I got to go one more here. What have I not cited that here? Judicial notice as a top, and oh gosh, the validity, it says here, publication in the Federal Register is a presumption of judicial notice over anything else. So it's got to be published in the Federal Register. Now, that's in the Federal Register Act. So, in other words, nothing or every regulation they publish, regardless of what kind of regulation it is, the courts are mandated, administrative and any type of court, any type of entity is mandated to take judicial notice of it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so now what have we established? We have established that agencies, if it's going to be against you and me, general applicability or legal effect, which we have to define what that is, it shall be in the Federal Register. And this applies to every agency and every federal agency. There's no exemptions. None. Back in a minute. Thank you.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back here, and I found the actual words. This is in the Federal Register Act of 1935. Now, what is interesting is they published the Federal Register Act in total, in 1935 and 1938. Never seen that before. They put the whole act in there, word for word. And they have changed a minor thing in it as far as some minor stuff in the 1938 about where it's going to be or who, you know, where you could find it. But the actual act is in there word for word. And it says, quote, "The contents of the Federal Register shall be judicially noticed and without prejudice to any other mode of citation may be cited by volume and page number." So the bottom line is that's mandated. There's no getting around it. Judicially noticed. So first of all, we've established the only way agencies, general applicability and legal effect, it's that it shall be published in the Federal Register. And if I don't have notice of it in the Federal Register, it's bogus. It's so important to get these concepts down. Number one, it's federal agencies, and the President of the United States, it says federal agency means President of the United States. That's where he's doing all of his executive orders are published in the Federal Register. Okay? All regulations that have any general applicability and legal effect are published by agencies. So that's important. And if it's not there, they can't use it against us. Doesn't say anything about code. Code is what Congress uses. This is the con. Because actually, in the congressional record of the 1948, which we'll get to 1946 APA, it says Congress passes it, but it doesn't affect you and me until it's published in the Federal Register. They print this now. This is not well known, and people don't go there. I got a law book for first-year law students, and they talk about the Cheek case. That's an IRS case. They don't go into any of this. These lawyers are not being taught what's really going on. But this is critical. If you're fighting anything to do with ATF, health, medical, there I've seen a couple of them, which Congress can't get they can't do what they're doing. I can say can't. They should. It's not constitutional. They're giving them a pass. Oh, you don't have to publish in the Federal Register. I've just seen that on a couple of things, but not of anything of importance. I just stumbled across it, but it wasn't of significance enough that I recorded it. I should have. But this is so critical. If you go against any agency, the IRS, you go against the criminal or civil, they have to have regulations. They do to back tax evasion on IRS. Now, quote 7202, I think it is. What people don't know, and they don't go there, is in the indictment, there are three essential elements. There are essential elements to every crime. And the first time I come across where they don't do this was Rappert's case in Minnesota. They charged him with a tax crime. And it listed, because Westlaw and the judge, one of the judges that was the judge that was over him, put this book together. We got a copy of the book. And it says right in there, the jury has to find you guilty of every essential element. And if one of them is missing, they have to come back with a not guilty. Now, in Rappert's case, they only put the first essential element, but the jury found and they didn't use none of the other ones. And the damn judge is the one that helped Westlaw put this book together. So, and this happened to be a bench trial. So tell me it wasn't a con. But I didn't know that back then when we did this, till we got the book. Because you have to pay a lot of bucks to get the book. Or it's available at the law library. So who wants to go there? And it's like having the Bible at the law library, but you can't take it home. You got to be able to have the thing at home so you can read it, right? So this is the first big con of every agency, and I don't know why the people that are fighting all this gun nonsense stuff. I looked at the ATF; they're in CFRs 20, Title 27. Same problems. Exactly the same problems, which I'm going to get to the first, but you have to establish these things in people's minds that they can. This is the proof of it. The Federal Act says, if you're an agency or a federal agency, if it's going to have general applicability or legal effect, you shall publish in the Federal Register. They have to take judicial notice of it, and if it's not in the Federal Register, we're done. That make sense?
It does make sense. Enforcing it's the other challenge, though. But yes, on logically, that makes perfect sense.
Well, it's printed. And it says if it's in the Federal Register, because the next thing I've been documenting is if it's in the Federal Register, if it's not amended, it stands. Okay? And I'll get to some importance of that down the road. But they put the whole act in the Federal Register, which is astounding. Okay, back
up. Wow.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, back here, Ralph in Alaska, Mark in Oklahoma. So, recap this again, because this is so important. Because if you do not have this basic foundation, what we're going to next won't work. Number one, agencies cannot use code against us. They do it all the time. They do it in IRS, they do it in transportation, they use Title 49, they use the stuff in guns. Okay, so number one, they can't use it. Why can't they use it? Because it says an agency, if it has general applicability or legal effect, shall publish in the Federal Register. And if it's not there, can't be used against us. That's the Federal Register Act. The whole act was put in the Federal Register, word for word. So number one, agencies can only promulgate regulations published in the Federal Register. And they are, because it says an agency or federal agency, which is the President of the United States also, his is executive orders, has to be there. And the other important part is, okay, if an agency is coming after you, you want to go after what regulations are you using? And then the other thing is, it says, the courts, everybody's got to take judicial notice of what's in the Federal Register. That's the only place it says it. That's the only thing they can, that They have to take judicial notice of regulation, which is the mandatory thing that hired the agencies are required to publish. That make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So now we're down to that. We know the IRS, the ATF, the commercial DOT, Department of Transportation, all these guys all have...
The EPA. Don't forget the EPA.
Right? All this health
Department of Transportation, CDC. Department of Energy.
Yep. CDC. This mask stuff.
Yep.
I put a thing out. This mask is all hocus pocus from the CDC. So now we get to the next thing that we have to look at. Because there's another step. Before we get to the step of qualifying the types of regulations, because there are a lot of different flavors, several, that they get, they make this very difficult. But if Biden's, Comrade Biden's executive orders are to have the force and effect of law, now he can do them, which Trump did, under national emergency. That's legal. That's how Trump got funding for the wall.
Okay.
That's so all Biden did is say, well, there's no national emergency. So come on in. Yeah, right. Okay. Okay, but the key is for the President of the United States or any agency or federal agency, the first step to look for, first step always, there has to be a specific mandate identified where Congress said, go make a regulation specifically for masks. They can't do a general one. They can't just say, which like 7805, the IRS, just go make regulations. Now, the reason why they can't do that, because that would, that's too obvious, because that would be transferring all of the, quote, lawmaking power of Congress to an agency that has no power to do nothing. They can't do that, because we got to, we have to maintain the perception of three branches of government, which we don't have right now. It's there, but the overlay doesn't have it. So they can't do general grants of regulations. I did that on the CDC. I looked up one of theirs, and they'd been challenged, and the courts even said this is interpretive reg. So, first of all, the first thing is, if Biden can't say to the CDC, go make regulations for COVID-19. That's fine. It's worthless. Because the CDC is still bound as an agency to publish in the Federal Register what they're doing. You follow?
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing to look at on any of these is there a specific statutory grant from Congress for a specific issue? If it's a general grant, it's bogus. So now we have to be able to go to the next step. How do I identify if a regulation has general applicability and legal effect? Can I tell by looking at what's called the Code of Federal Regulations? The Code of Federal Regulations is like Title 26 CFRs, or the IRS, 27 ATF, Title 49 Department of Transportation. They got, I think it's 07 or something like that, is CDC Health. Can I look at a Code of Federal Regulations and tell? Now, the next step in this process, with the IRS, there are two numbers in front of it. So if I see a 26 CFR, first of all, what is the CFR? CFR is a compilation of Federal Register publications. They don't have to take judicial notice of CFR. It's somebody, they put together these different they'll publish a Federal Register, then they'll amend it or they'll change it. So you may see four or five or six Federal Register publications at the bottom under credits and or source. Forget about the authority, statutory authority, because I've never seen one yet that has a directed where it says you can do one specific thing. I mean, you could look, but you're wasting your time. That's not where the action is.
Well, the CFR and most, like the United States Code and the CFR and a lot of states that have statutes or codes that are referred to as law are not really law unless they've been codified by that state legislator. But the CFR and these statutes and codes are a private compilation for reference purposes. I mean, wow. You know, it's so you can organize it and go through it and look at it. Unfortunately, in this situation you're explaining, the CFR has never been properly made into law and is not in the Federal Register. So it's just basically their own regulations that applies to, I guess, them. Doesn't apply to us.
There's a difference. It applies with to the United States Code. Because they're not making laws of the United States, they put it into the code, and then they reenact it as, quote, positive law.
Okay, that's what we call codification or codifying. Right. There's some states that do that, too. They'll have the codes, and then the state legislator will turn around, and they will codify that as law. But like right. Oklahoma, we have statutes, and when you look at the Oklahoma statutes, if you had a book, It would say that it doesn't, and basically it'll say the court rules supersede statutes. And you're thinking, well, how can a court rule, which is on procedure, have more authority than a statute does? Because you're thinking statute is law. Statutes, unless they've been codified, are not law. They're just a private compilation of the law that was that's put together for reference purposes. So you can go, like, if you don't know anything about traffic law or well, the traffic law is a good place to start. Well, you would look through your codes, your state codes or your state statutes, until you find the chapter that has to do with driving or transportation. And then you would drill down through that a little further and find out what would apply to maybe your situation. We think, the common person thinks, that's law. That is not law. The real law is where the legislators have introduced a bill, the House of Representatives and the senators have passed that bill, and it goes on to a governor, and the governor signs off on it, or if you're at a federal level, the House of Representatives pass a bill over to the Senate. The Senate, if they agree to it, then it goes on to the president. The president signs it. That is the actual law. It's legislative law. But from there, you have a private group like Westlaw or Reuters. They come in, they take the legislative law, and they put it in a form of a statute, and that's not always correct. The transference of the actual legislative intent and everything that your legislators pass, which is real law, legislative law, then you've got a group that comes in and they basically kind of interpret that and put it into statutes or codes. And a lot of times you go through a code and you'll see where it says it's been repealed. So you see where the number is, and it'll just have in parentheses repealed in the date that it was repealed. Nothing's there. So they remove that out of there. And then sometimes they'll go in and they'll amend it. Maybe they changed a word or added something to the law. Well, they go to the statutes or the codes, and they'll insert that in there. But again, remember, statutes and codes aren't the real law. And then also, statutes and codes don't tell you the legislative intent. And to me, that's the most incredible thing. When you go look at the congressional record, which is a history of a bill as it was proposed and gone on and signed by the president at that time, same thing for a state. You've got a legislative record at the very beginning, they tell you kind of like, here's this problem that we see, and here's our intent for this legislation to do a certain thing or to prevent a certain thing. And that's where the courts are looking at statutes, because that's what everybody's arguing is statutes. They're not arguing the legislative intent, rarely, unless you see a really good lawyer that knows his stuff, which is hard to find. But they'll argue the legislative intent and say, well, you know, the court's going outside of this and trying to, you know, shoehorn their own political agenda into a decision. And when here, they're supposed to interpret what the legislators meant for that law to do.
Well, that's, we got a legislative problem intent beyond that, because we can see this in the federal side. They got around and they created a new court called the United States District Court. And they say each district court shall consist of it says here, except as otherwise provided by law. So first question is, what does by law mean? According to the Attorney General's opinion, it goes down even to a general, any administrative decision or accepted practice. I kid you not. Or rule.
Wow.
Or order of a court. So all this. It says the judicial power of a district court. So they're ruling on everything is in every, there is no laws of the United States. The bylaw is everything that comes out of anything. That's the definition in the Attorney General's opinion. They still use it of 1947. Or rule, that's their rules. They make their own rules that can supersede anything in their world. Or an order of a court. It doesn't talk about precedent. Yeah. It says order. Got to read real carefully. Then it says judicial power of a district court. Doesn't say judicial power of the United States. Judicial power is exercised only by governments. We have executive, legislative, and judicial power. And then we have of a district court. Wait a minute. The Constitution of the United States talked about judicial power of the United States. The United States is the government. And that's another issue, a side issue. Kerry sees how we're going down this road. What is judicial power of a district court? I found two definitions by the court. It says the judge is representing the court. Not a government, a court. And the court is under the plenary power of Congress. So in other words, the judge is representing the will of Congress. And they print this, folks.
Wow. You know how huge that is? I hope everybody listening can appreciate what Ralph just shared with you. That is mind-blowing.
And when we went up on the Mooney case, we brought that up to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. They said, oh, no, we're not going to look at those cases. You should have brought them up earlier. When you cite a case, we had them by the gonads, and they couldn't go there. So we're just not going to look at it. And then another trick I've learned is to put anything in quotation marks, judicial power of the United States, put it in quotation marks. They won't go there because they can't. Because what they will do, they will say, well, judicial power, you put in judicial power of the United States. Well, the judicial power is this. They leave off part of it. So you put it in quotation marks and you cut them off. So anyway, getting back to the regulatory side. These courts are all administrative courts. That's another issue. We can conclusively prove it. There are no elections for any public officers in the several states. And I'm going to be putting this on the homepage on this act they're trying to get passed right now. It's there in plain English. It says it's only for federal officers. Well, the question becomes, where are the elections for the officers in the state of Oklahoma? There aren't any. And they say it's only citizens of the United States. Well, citizens of the United States have no political power, and they print it. If you're a citizen of the United States, you have no say-so in the type of government that's going to govern you, and they print it. So why would I want to be that citizen of the United States? Because it sounds really good. So that's a side issue. So we get back to the regulatory side. You go to, first of all, the CFRs. You have to go to the ones that are generally excluded. initially you can exclude and anything that says 26 starts with 301 point something. That's called housekeeping. Internal use by the agency only. 301s are also, they use them for interpreting the law. I don't care if the IRS interprets what it says. I don't care if it's for their housekeeping internal to educate their stupid people. It is irrelevant because the courts have said Part 301, housekeeping in Chrysler v. Brown 1979 has nothing to do with we the people. So if it says 26, Section 301, throw it away. Not going to be.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
We're back with Craig here. So before I get into the next part of this, I'm going to repeat it again. Agencies can't use statutes. How do we prove that? Federal Register says any agency has to publish in the Federal Register, and if they don't publish in the Federal Register, we have no knowledge of it, and it can't be used against us. Anything of general applicability or legal effect by any agency shall be published in the Federal Register, and the courts, all of them, have to take judicial notice. Real important. And, of course, these they're all agencies. They're any agency or federal agencies. That's real easy to prove, including the president. He does executive orders. And then once you find out that part, the next part is if it's IRS, if it's a 26 CFR 301, 301s are under 5 USC 301. Those are housekeeping, Chrysler V. Brown. So if it starts off 26, section 301, whatever, it's housekeeping. What are the housekeeping regs of the IRS that nobody wants to talk about? Notice of deficiency. You have to have a notice of deficiency. And deficiency defined. It's a 301 reg. The assessments. You have to have that. That's a 301 reg. The notices of federal tax lien. That's a 301 reg. So why is everybody bowing down and kissing the IRS's tush and not bringing that up? Because they don't know. They don't know. I saw on one end of a guy, actually, they put on the authority where they're trying to come after some money. They said authority is a 301 reg. So easily defeated. There's more to it than that, but the bottom line is, if it's a 301 reg, it's nonsense, and the courts have said so. So why would you put that in against them and say, okay, have a nice life? Then what we need to do is file into the area director, if we can find out who those jokers are, which we've got a few of them. They got 6 months to come back and verify that, or we can sue them for $1 million. That's their stuff. Nobody's doing it. I look at these criminal indictment stuff and I shake my head. They're using statutory law. They don't put all of the essential elements in the jury instructions. Not the least of which, that court is in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It's a legislative court under the plenary power of Congress, and the judge represents Congress. They print it. You can't make this stuff up. Can you?
Well, apparently they are. They're making it up as they go.
And then if they have a 601 reg, 26 USC 601, that's procedural. Same thing. It's their procedures. I don't care what their procedures, because the court says, number one, it has no force and effect of law. Number two, they can lie on their procedures, just like their instruction books. They're irrelevant. The courts have said they're not law. You can't use them. They can lie. And they do lie. Go on the IRS webpage and search out 301 regs, housekeeping. It's not there. That's just what they do. But they don't tell you. So how would you know? They use code sections. I don't care what code you got. It is irrelevant unless you have a specific statutory code telling you to do one specific issue. It's smoke. How do they get away with this, Mark? Back in a minute.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.